I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. I am here to bring you the stories behind the stories, the truth behind the headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party propaganda. This is Central Mississippi safe space here for independent thinking. Today's Friday. Going to get into some false flag Friday stuff. It's time for us to be vigilant. I was very encouraged by some things that I read on some conservative sites. Maybe the tide is turning a little bit. We're going to talk about that today when it comes to our foreign policy. Some of those that I've called out on the show repeatedly may be on their heels. They may be on their way out of the Trump administration, and I could not be happier. Nothing will get me on the Trump train faster than dumping some of the people that are currently engineers on that train. And then we will get try to finish the show today with a look at some of the lunacy on the left. There really is. We talked about it yesterday. I had a caller yesterday talking about just exactly how bad the left is. It's what props the Republican Party up. It's what allows us or allows the Republican Party to be so bad is the fact that the alternative is so much worse. That's where we are. We are between bad and substantially worse. That's not a place we should be. It's not what we should allow, but it's where we find ourselves. I'm also going to do an exercise today in independent thinking, an objective analysis based on facts. And I do this pretty much every day, but I'm going to do it with the aid of an audio clip. This is a learned skill, I realize. So if your kids are out of school, make sure that they tune in. They're going to see how you objectively break down a series of statements, some of which are really good and have some factual basis, and some of which are just not true. And so instead of looking at the totality of this particular politician as they speak and just saying that every word that comes out of their mouth is fantastic because that's my guy, we actually parse this apart. And most of the kids, you know, most of us are raised in partisan households. You get into a kind of a Kool-Aid drinking situation as you're just raised with the propaganda from one side or the other. You know, my parents watch Fox News or my parents watch MSNBC and CNN, and you're fed a steady diet of this stuff to where your critical thinking skills are crushed. They're just wither on the vine, and God knows the schools are not teaching kids independent thought. So this is my gift to you and to future generations. If you can handle it, we're going to take a look objectively at an interview that Donald Trump did with Steve Hilton on Fox News. Steve Hilton, I'm very, very critical of Fox News here on this. I believe they are the Judas goat that trapped conservatives in the establishment status quo machines. Fox News will sell you establishment people. They will sell you war. They will sell you the deep state. And it's very subtle. But conservatives have believed that that was their only place to go, and so there's just the constant drip, drip, drip of government narratives through Fox News. But they do have some bright spots, Tucker Carlson being one of those. This Steve Hilton apparently may be another one of them. He's got some very interesting questions. Not hostile. He's not attacking Donald Trump, but he asked some very good questions. More people should. So we'll get to that, too. News today from yesterday is that Trump has slapped tariffs on Mexico. I've heard both good and bad of these things. Don't know if this is just a move to show his base that he's still working on immigration, or don't know if this really could be effective or not. And I do know that NAFTA, too, is not in place. It's one of the kind of funnier narratives that I hear is that the reason the economy is doing so great is because we reworked that horrible NAFTA deal and had this new UMSCA, U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, whatever it's called. It's not actually in place yet. It's been hammered out. It's been proposed. The governments of each country are still working on it, and our Congress hasn't ratified it. But I will say my take on tariffs is pretty simple. Tariffs are fine. I really do not mind the government using tariffs to fund the government. It's been used for much of America history. To some degree or another, tariffs have been used to fund the American government. I'm actually fine with that. What I'm not fine with is tariffs on top of individual income taxes. See, tariffs give you a choice. If certain goods and products from one country or one product line, one industry are tariffed, you really have a choice, don't you? You can decide whether or not you want to pay the increased price of that product, and that money, that extra money that you spend actually ends up in Washington, D.C., essentially as a tax. Now, no, it does not go straight from you to the government, but whoever imports the goods ends up paying that tariff to the United States government. And that is a voluntary way to pay taxes. Now, some of them might be harder to get away from. If you're taxing steel, everybody has to have a car, so you may pay a little bit more. It's not necessarily voluntary, but at least you maintain your income. So I don't have a problem with tariffs themselves, but I do have a problem with tariffs on top of individual income taxes, and that is the libertarian view. I got a couple of clips, too, I wanted to play real quick. And I want to play these because while I do not play the What Mueller Said Today game, What Nancy Pelosi Said Today, all of this political theater is just mind-numbing to me. I'd rather probably bang my head against a wall than listen to every twist and turn of the Mueller investigation and the Russiagate story. But I want to show you a little bit of the value of this show and the value of libertarian thought. I'm not telling anybody to go out and rush out and join the Libertarian Party, but see, the Republican Party essentially puts together a platform that's pretty libertarian. They just don't actually exercise it. But libertarians warned us about many, many things. This is Joe DiGenova, a Trump supporter, and he was on, I forget what the station is, WCAL, something like that, I believe. It's maybe a Washington, D.C. radio station. The audio is not fantastic, but he's talking about the investigation, and I'm going to use this to prove or illustrate a further point.
You are watching the quintessential Washington power battle, and here's the problem for the agencies, the FBI and the CIA. They have one disadvantage. They can leak to the Post and the Times, but they do not have subpoena power, and Bill Barr does. We are headed toward a gigantic, gigantic fight. The intelligence community, which includes the FBI, is in full resistance to disclosing what they did during the presidential campaign. But here's the other problem they have, and they're very fearful of. The FISA court has already found that there was political spying going on starting in 2012.
What?
Not 15, not 16, 2012. Why was that spying going on in the Obama administration? The FBI and the CIA desperately fear that if these disclosures become publicly known in a wide-ranging way, their powers may be cut back, FISA may be restricted, and some additional people may go to prison. This Christopher Wray is now standing in the way of history. Make no mistake about it. Christopher Wray has become an enemy of the people.
So there's a couple things about that clip. Number one, the day that Christopher Wray was announced, I do my research. Every time someone's announced, I immediately look into their background. And Christopher Wray has been an insider in D.C. for his entire life. That doesn't mean everybody's bad, but he's done this revolving door between the Tony defense firms of giant corporations where they make all their money and then they go and they head these departments that are actually tasked with potentially investigating what used to be their clients. He's a revolving door guy. And so I was suspicious of that. I am also likewise suspicious of Bob Barr as the attorney general, who is the darling of the right right now as he does his thing. The problem is that so many of these investigations we've seen over the years have always been a lot of soaring rhetoric of holding people accountable and really investigating. I mean, we've gotten to the point now where we had the initial investigation. Now Trump has unleashed the investigation on the investigation. And I would imagine in response to that, to go after Barr, the Democrats will actually launch the investigation into the investigators of the investigators. And that's what the swamp does. It just muddies the water so bad that nothing actually happens. But I've been suspicious of Christopher Wray ever since he was named. I'm on the record with that. I should probably start pulling clips of these kinds of predictions or warnings about this kind of stuff. I have a similar one for Bob Barr. So we'll see if he gets to the bottom of any of these things and any heads actually roll. But the main thrust of that clip was that spying was going on in 2012. See, most people believe that this is a Trump coup story, and it largely is. But see, libertarians, people who actually believe in the Constitution, who actually believe in small, limited government, not the people that can be persuaded by politicians and Fox News because they call something the Patriot Act. See, libertarians aren't fooled by that. What libertarians saw when they saw the Patriot Act was a giant invasion of privacy by an overreaching government that could lead to disastrous results. That's what libertarians saw back in 2001 and before. And they tried to warn everybody about it. What did the Republican Party sell it to you as? A way to keep you safe. Because the government loves you and there's a terrorist behind every tree. We must give these intelligence agencies everything they need, every tool. We don't care if it invades your privacy. We don't care if they have to track and trace you and store every phone call, voicemail, text message, and email that you've got. We must keep you safe because there's a terrorist behind every bush and we are in an existential fight for our lives. This was always about power. And libertarians warned you of that, and they were ignored. There's one other clip here. I'll just play it again. And now, I disagree with Joe DeGeneva there on just one thing. He says that the FBI and the CIA and the NSA are all worried that people are going to find out that they were spying on American citizens in 2012 and that their powers might be curtailed if that comes out. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, I don't have that kind of faith in the American people or our politicians. Edward Snowden comes out and tells you, hey, the NSA has turned this spying apparatus inside to the American people after James Clapper lied about it in front of Congress. Not only was James Clapper not held accountable for it for lying to Congress on national television, majority of the people in this country on both sides of the aisle declared Edward Snowden, who told us that the government was spying on us illegally, he was the whistleblower, and we've run him off to Russia. And people within the deep state, including Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, those kinds of deep staters that are in this administration and in the administration before, will not allow him to come back as a whistleblower with a hero's welcome. Instead, he's to be viewed as a traitor because it's the same mentality that sold you the Patriot Act. It told you, give up some of your rights, give up your privacy. We don't, you know, this is what they told you. We don't want to do this. We don't want to have to spy on you, but we're going to spy on you for your own good. I've called this since about 2005, 2006, 2007, as I watched this thing grow. I call it a turnkey tyranny, meaning just when just the wrong person gets in control, they can lock down this society. They are monitoring your movements. They can get you with facial recognition. They can monitor all of your communications. So everybody can think this is benevolent just because the government loves us. And my favorite, well, Mike, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to fear. Really? Was Donald Trump colluding with the Russians? No. But he had something to worry about, didn't he? Because you gave all this power to the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and the DOJ. You gave them all this power. And even though Donald Trump was doing nothing wrong, it has wrecked his life for 2 years. And you trust that if you're doing nothing wrong, they'll never cause me any problems. It's a bizarro world. When the Soviet Union was doing this to their citizens in the 1980s, Americans were outraged. We couldn't believe that the evil communist empire actually tracked and traced and spied on its own citizens. Yet when Edward Snowden tells us that here, there's a collective yawn, except for the occasional calling for his head on a platter. And there's still people out there doing it, including Julian Assange. Julian Assange publishes things that show you criminal activity on the part of the government. And instead of turning our gaze and asking the government, hey, is this true? No, we turn on Julian Assange. We listen to the Mike Pompeos, who call him a foreign government adversary. What is it, a hostile, non-governmental hostile player, something like that. We're brainwashed by that because, again, he goes on Fox News and all the major networks and tells us that, and we're calling for his head on a platter. Anyway, Joe DeGeneva, and I got to take a quick break. I'm going to play the second clip from him. He's right on this thing. See, we've given them too much power, and they were abusing it back in 2012. This was not just about Trump. This is about what happens when you give the government too much power. I'll be right back. If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller, and Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller, and Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com. All right, I'm going to play this other Joe DeGeneva clip. He's talking about the fact, I mean, he's one of the few that's out there talking about the story behind the story here with the this battle of the deep state and Donald Trump is that they are trying to hide, and it seems pretty obvious that this really heated up when Hillary Clinton didn't win. You know, when an outsider Donald Trump came in, the deep state started to kind of panic because they realized, man, we've been committing a lot of crimes. We got to make sure that these things don't get exposed. The Patriot Act is not good for America. And the fact that they named it the Patriot Act is probably one of the sickest little jokes that they snicker about for the American people. See, they do this all the time. They give them these little names. How can you be against the Patriot Act, Mike? Are you not a patriot? Essentially, what the Patriot Act is it is taking the words of the Founding Fathers who warned us about overarching power of a federal government, and it just crumples them up and throws them away. I can use actually a more classless idea of what they do with the Constitution when it comes to the Patriot Act. They named it the Patriot Act, accuse you of not being a patriot for not supporting something like that, and it essentially just destroys the constitutional protections for the United States citizen. There are all kinds of things. National Defense Authorization Act. In this country now, you can be detained. If you are just labeled some kind of a terrorist, accused of being a terrorist, you can be scooped up, put away without trial, without attorney, for an indefinite amount of time. These kinds of things are going on right now. As again, I say it's a turnkey tyranny because it hasn't really happened yet. But you know what happens when you give governments these tools? Ultimately, they use them. They sure do use them. All of you patriots out there that you just think, boy, if that radical socialist ever took over our government, it'd be time for a revolution in this country. Yeah, good luck with that. How are you going to organize it? Carrier pigeon? You're not going to be able to call anybody about it. You're not going to be able to text anybody about it. You're not going to be able to email anybody about it. You're not going to be able to go visit somebody if you got a phone on you. And that might not even matter because they're going to track and trace you as they watch you walk down the street because they can identify you now by the gait that you have. You understand? The way you walk. They don't even need to see your face anymore. The way you swing your arms, they can put that into these things. You've been sold a turnkey tyranny. And everybody's focusing on this thing with Trump. It's a big deal. The fact that the Trump campaign was the target of this spying and all of this Russiagate nonsense. It's just lies out of whole cloth. But these players are still in the deep state, in the Trump administration. I don't blame him for that. He can't get rid of all of them. He probably doesn't know where they all are. He's got so many people in his ear. I am just trying to deprogram people from this idea that giving government the power, anytime they tell you that they're doing something for your good, which is how they sell everything, right? Obamacare was done because it was gonna help the uninsured. That was the sales job. What it turned out to do was double the profits of health insurers within 3 years. Coincidence? I think not. Here's Joe DeGeneva, the last little clip here, just because people, you know, need to understand these things were not done for our benefit, these overarching powers. And this is the way they abuse power. And it's been happening for a long, long time. And we should be demanding they strip the government of these powers, of the FISA courts, all of this stuff. Americans should be up in arms that say we are not going the way of the Soviet Union spying on our citizens, tracking and tracing them. But we won't, because we got Facebook and the Bachelorette.
Joe, on whom are they spying in 2012? I want to go back to the FISA warrants. You said the FISA warrants go back to 2012.
No, these are not FISA warrants.
Not FISA
That's
warrants.
The scandal. These are not FISA warrants.
Okay.
What these are illegal access to NSA databases about American citizens. They are
NSA databases that were collected illegally in the first place. And this is when James Clapper goes in front of Congress and says, no, the NSA is not spying on the American people. He lies straight out about it. Not wittingly, he says. It was just accidental that they just took in massive amounts of data about every communication you've ever had.
They're called Section 702 queries. 702 is a section of the National Security Act which allows searches under FISA for certain information about Americans. But it must be minimized, and it must be kept very, very secret. In fact, those inquiries made by 4 FBI contractors were illegal. Those queries were made about Americans. Those queries were used to unmask Americans. Those queries were then used to use the unmasked information to leak information to the press about Americans. This is what they really fear.
And if you had listened to people like Ron Paul or other libertarians or other true constitutionalists, there were probably some in the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party seems to be the only one that at least gives some lip service to freedom and liberty and small limited government and those things. There were probably a few Republicans out there that were warning you exactly this. Hey, if you pass this Patriot Act, if you pass all these other little acts that give the government incrementally more and more power to snoop and track and trace and all that stuff, it's going to be misused. They were warning. They were saying, don't do this. This is ripe for government abuse. And the American people, they just were so convinced that there was a terrorist behind every bush that we just offered up our privacy and our freedom. And to this day, there are people listening to my sound of my voice right now that are going, what are you worried about? If you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about. And I say it again, did Donald Trump do anything wrong? Did he collude with the Russians? No. Well, it sure seems like it's caused him a lot of problems. And the same thing, if you don't think that they will steamroll some average American that's causing them some problems, just leave this in place. And wait till that socialist government takes control of this country. And then you be that little person out there with your little group of friends that say, we're not going to put up with this crap. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm not paying my taxes to this or whatever. Yeah, you just try to resist this socialist government when it comes in, because you've given them the architecture to destroy you. And see, this is where it becomes important. And while you may think libertarians are some radicals or something, we're just screaming out, stop. Stop the spending. Stop the growth in government. Stop giving them more and more power. Because these things do happen. We can see the future. Every time these things are done, and I hate to tell you, it's the same with executive orders. You know, you cheer an executive order because you agree with it, but there's libertarians out there going, God, we don't have a king. I know you may like this, but it's better that Washington does nothing than we start setting the precedent that presidents just do executive orders whenever they want to. That is, you hear the term slippery slope. I don't think we truly understand it. Anyway, that's all I got to say. But this is, I wanted people to hear this because the spying's been going on, and they talk about 2012. Joe DeGenova talks about 2012, but this stuff's been going on back till Hoover when he was at the FBI. See, and I speak to a conservative audience. I'm trying to break apart propaganda and brainwashing years and years. The right and conservatives fall so madly in love with law enforcement, and with good reason to a degree. They're great people in law enforcement, and by God, if something goes down at my house, I don't want a cop. I want a cop to come help me. So I'm with you there, but giving them power after power after power and passing more and more laws against stuff. They're overwhelming the system and giving them too much power. This does not have a good end. I'll be right back. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he is the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so much.
All right, we're going to do a little exercise now, and this is independent thinking. You know, when a politician gives a speech, particularly, let's say, a presidential address or a campaign speech, what always happens is conservative media, you know, if Trump gives a speech, it was the greatest speech America's ever heard, and it was great, and it's about America first, and we chant USA. And then the left comes out and says it was a very dark, gloomy speech, and everything was terrible, and he sounds like a Nazi. You know, this is how we get corralled into these two camps where everything is all good or all bad. I'm going to show you how kind of objective, independent thinking can parse through several statements, because I'm going to play this clip, and this trigger alert. Trigger alert, Trump is really off on some things that he says in this interview and really on some things. Imagine that. And Trump is surrounded by people. I've got some good news. I'm going to get to it next hour. I've got some good news with Donald Trump. I may be firmly planting a foot on the Trump train if some of this upcoming news is correct. So we'll get to that next hour. But I wanted to play this. I've had it for about a week. This was Steve Hilton on Fox interviewing Donald Trump, particularly about the Iranian crisis. And I'm just going to shoot you straight on this thing. I'll tell you when he gets it, nails it, and I'll tell you when he gets some stuff wrong.
States heading towards another Middle East showdown, this time with Iran. It's making big news this week, and it's one of the things I asked President Trump directly about in the Rose Garden. Let's move on to another hotspot, Iran,
right.
Middle East.
Right.
Tell us what your analysis is of what's going on right now.
Well, look, Iran's been a problem for so many years. If you go back, just take a look at all of the conflict that they've caused. And the deal that President Obama made was a horror show, the Iran nuclear deal, because basically it says that in 5 years from now, they're going to have an open path to making nuclear weapons. We don't need another country with that.
Okay, think about that. We ripped up an agreement because in 5 years, they may start developing a nuclear weapon. So we just ripped up the agreement and said, nobody's held to this agreement as far as we're concerned. It's over. So their path to the nuclear weapon could start today instead of 5 years from now? Why wouldn't you just renegotiate it? The logic of saying we got rid of an agreement today because in 5 years it might have caused us a problem is ridiculous. Now, I'm telling you, there are powers behind Donald Trump that got him to rip up that deal. Now, he's the great renegotiator, right? He could have renegotiated the deal, but the bottom line is Iran's not working on a nuclear weapon, and the protections in that agreement were great. I'm going to also just say, for anybody in our foreign policy establishment, be it President Trump or anybody else, to talk about all the problems that Iran has caused throughout the Middle East is kind of without a whole lot of credibility. How many countries have we invaded over there? We took out Iran's major rival, emboldening Iran. Because of our meddling the first time, we have to meddle the second time. Is that actually what the logic of this is?
And frankly, especially them, we don't need it. So you made this terrible deal, paid $150 billion, paid $1.8 billion in cash. That means cash, like, I mean, out of your pocket, cash, green. Nobody's ever heard of a thing like that. I don't know if you've ever seen at a casino promotion $1 million in $100 bills. It's a lot of area. What's $1.8 billion like? So he paid all of this money.
Now, that is, I don't know how to describe that, if I would say it's a lie or if it's just a massive misrepresentation. I would really just put it more in the propaganda category, I guess, because we didn't pay $150 billion. Now, I'll say the cash, number one, we kind of cut them off from the international, the SWIFT agreement, which means, I don't know, maybe you just couldn't even transfer some portion of money because that was money that we had. It was a deposit that was put in on some weapons back in the 1970s that we've been holding from them for all this time. And that might have been the only way we could give them back, but I also know that there's corruption in Iran, and maybe it went to pay off some people. I'll bet you anything, some nefarious things went on with that cash. But that cash was never ours. We did not pay them anything. The $150 billion was unfreezing assets that we froze over many, many years. We did not pay them this. And I hear conservative commentators. I hear the news media report it. I see it breathlessly reported on Fox and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC. We did not pay them that. That is a lie. We unfroze their own money, and we returned money that we kept as a deposit when we were selling them weapons in the 70s. And when we refused to do it and refused to return their money, we returned their money. That is the fact of the matter. Look it up. I'm so sick of hearing this. It's just like the Russians hacking the DNC. It just didn't happen. And yet you repeat a lie often enough, and supposedly it becomes the facts. That is just, ooh, that's one of my pet peeves. I don't know if Donald Trump knows this. I really don't. You got to understand, I don't necessarily blame him for many things because he doesn't have time to know everything. That's why he's surrounded by teams of advisors. The problem is he's got a really crappy team of advisors in many areas.
Made a terrible deal. We don't have good inspection rights.
That is, everybody else in the world is fine with the inspection rights, and there's not even a whiff of an idea that Iran violated the nuclear treaty. The IAEA, is that what it is? International Atomic Energy, agency. There has not even been an accusation, even from the most hardline people, there's not been an accusation, except for Benjamin Netanyahu. He'll put out a little dog and pony show, and he rips the curtain off of a whole bookcase full of binders that he says, this proves they're trying to get a weapon. Yet inspectors have had access to a ton of different places in Iran, and nobody has even suggested. And again, even the hawks, even the ones that want to take out Iran, have never suggested they were cheating and that they were actually developing nuclear weapons.
We're not even allowed to. We weren't even allowed to inspect some of the most important sites, like military bases, certain things.
Now, let me ask you. If there was a treaty signed, do you think we would allow the Chinese, if we had a treaty with the Chinese, think we'd allow the Chinese to come in and inspect our military bases? Would we put up with that? And yet somehow the Americans believe that when we say it's so, it's so. We get access to everything. We're keeping the world safe. You need to give us access. They're a sovereign country. As bad as their government is, I did a story the other day. They arrested like 30 people for wearing yoga pants. I don't like Iran. I don't have any problem with the Iranian people, but I certainly don't like the mullahs who run things over there with their strict religious and their anti-woman and just everything else. I got a million problems with Iran. But we expect them to say just roll over and expose their belly to this country that has invaded seven of their neighbors. They're supposed to just roll over and go, oh, sure, you can just waltz into our military camps anytime you want to. It's naive and stupid. We should never expect that.
Well, they would do it. Okay. The deal was terrible. When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East. And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Because Iran is Shia. And yet what we've been pointed to spend $7 trillion in the Middle East is terrorism, right? Terrorism like Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and ISIL and ISIS, which are Sunni groups funded by Saudi Arabia. Yet the generals brought him in. I assume these are the same Pentagon brain trust that told him that we'd be greeted like liberators if we went into Iraq. The same brain trust that has turned Libya into a failed state. The same brain trust that's got us bogged down in Syria in a civil war there, funding radical jihadists. These same generals?
It was Iran military. It was people paid by Iran. It was just, you have no idea. It was just, I said, this is terrible. They were so strong. I ended the Iran nuclear deal. And actually, I must tell you, I had no idea it was going to be as strong as it was. It totally, the country is devastated from the standpoint of the economy.
But now you see
So that's an accomplishment. We've devastated their country. We have devastated their country. You want to know how to create some more terrorism? Go devastate another country. Trump's Iran policy is crafted by people outside of Donald Trump, I believe. But I think he is, like I say, next hour, I've got some good news about it. But this narrative, this idea that our president, be it Trump or Obama or Bush or Clinton, anybody goes in and says, man, this was more successful than I ever thought. We've destroyed their country economically. To what benefit of the American people is that? That creates terrorism. That creates hatred for the United States from another very large country. All right, I'm going to finish this up when we come back, because he does. He gets to some good stuff, too. He knocks it out of the park in a few things that he says. But what he's saying right now, he's repeating the propaganda that I guess has been put in his ear. I don't know.
All night.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
Look, I started the show talking about the Patriot Act and those kinds of things and showing you the abuses of power, the abuse of that power that we gave them through the Patriot Act that was really easily foreseeable. But the American people were propagandized into the idea that allowing the government all this extra power was somehow patriotic because we had this existential enemy that was hell-bent on bringing us down. And it's propaganda. The other thing of horrible propaganda that's been put out there over the past several decades is this idea that if the United States can put its boot on the throat of another country, that makes us powerful. That somehow starving people in Venezuela with just crippling sanctions somehow will make the world a better place. If we just starve enough people and make it bad enough in Venezuela so that they replace that government with one of our puppet governments, the world will be a better place. It's never worked, and it's never been the case. If we just invade another country that we don't like their leadership of, it will make the world a better place. I don't know how many times this has to fail before people catch on. Destroying Iran is not in your interest. Is Iran good? No. Sure would be nice if Saddam Hussein was still there to at least counterbalance it. Not that Saddam was a good guy, but you see the mess that's over there right now. I'm going to play this again. This is Steve Hilton, Fox News, and he's interviewing Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, he does a pretty good job on many different areas here of continuing to ask these questions about how this benefits the American people.
The thing that I think a lot of people are worried about is that they heard what you said in 2016 and liked it when you said no more stupid wars. And then they hear these stories about troops and so on.
I just don't want them to have nuclear weapons. And they can't be threatening us.
Well, they were under a group, under a treaty that said that they couldn't have nuclear weapons, at least for another 5 years. And they've not been accused, not even the most virulent war hawk has accused them of cheating. So it seems like keeping the agreement might have been the way to keep them from nuclear weapons, at least for 5 years, instead of just ripping it up and saying, well, I guess they can do it now.
Yes. And, you know, with all of everything that's going on, and I'm not one that believes, you know, I'm not somebody that wants to go into war, because war hurts economies, war kills people, most importantly, by far, most importantly.
See, there you go. That's where he nails it. I mean, presidents don't typically talk like that. We don't really think about the people who die.
I think that if you look, when I went to North Korea, there were nuclear tests all the time. There were missiles going up all the time. We had a very rough time. Then we got along. We'll see what happens right now. Right now, I don't think I told him when I left Vietnam right. Where we had the summit. I said to Chairman Kim, and I think very importantly, I said, look, you're not ready for a deal, because he wanted to get rid of one or two sites, but he has five sites. I said, what about the other three sites? That's no good. We're going to make a deal. Let's make a real deal. But they haven't had any tests over the last 2 years. It's zero. There's a chart. And it shows 24 tests, 22 tests, 18 tests. Then I come, and once I'm there for a little while, you know, we went through a pretty rough rhetorical period. But once I'm there for a little while, no tests, no tests, no tests. So let's see what happens.
So
you cannot let Iran have nuclear weapons.
I want to read you something Lindsey Graham said.
Okay.
Your friend Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
He was in a magazine.
I'm not going to be able to do justice to this. I'm going to rewind that. We're going to get to the Lindsey Graham stuff. And there's just a little bit in this interview left. I'm going to take it over to the beginning of the next hour when I do my False Flag Friday, because I'm telling you right now, I've got very encouraging news, good stuff that could get me on the Trump train if it was true. I believe Donald Trump does not want war. I believe Donald Trump's instincts on this stuff are great, but he's surrounded by the swamp. He has invited the swamp in. It's like a vampire. Once you invite them in, there's just almost nothing you can do. But maybe some of them are on their way out. Maybe Donald Trump is spending his evenings sharpening the stakes, and he's going to put a stake through the heart of some of these vampires that he has invited into his administration. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. We're doing an exercise right now in independent analysis, an objective analysis of this interview from Steve Hilton with Fox News and Donald Trump, where we're talking about Iran and this endless activity in the Middle East. As you know, we've just sent 1,500 more troops into the Middle East to supposedly counter Iran. There are powers, not Trump himself, but there are powers surrounding him that want to see this activity happen. John Bolton, his national security advisor, has wanted to overthrow the government of Iran for decades now. He's had made comments and writings on it. And if you remember the Wesley Clark Seven Nation thing, where Wesley Clark went into the Pentagon just a couple of days after 9/11, and they said, yep, we got plans drawn up. We're going to invade seven countries in 5 years. Now they're behind schedule. And that's why I do False Flag Friday, because I believe we're going to be drawn into some kind of a conflict on there based on some event that happens that they try to hoodwink the American people with again, yet again. Now, Donald Trump, he's said many things about the Iran agreement that I vehemently disagree with. The fact that there was an agreement and they were never accused of cheating does not really give a lot of credence to ripping it up, because in 5 years they might get nuclear weapons. But we're about to get part of the interview where Donald Trump becomes the Donald Trump that I voted for. He says some of the exact right things, but Steve Hilton's going to press him. He, in talking about Iran, he went off on a kind of a tangent about North Korea. And what Steve Hilton did with Fox News, which is very rare for any interviewer on any of the major networks, is he brings him back and kind of rephrases some of the points to get him back on this Iran situation, because our approach to Iran right now is absurd and dangerous.
Have nuclear weapons.
I want to read you something Lindsey Graham said.
Okay.
Your friend Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
He was in a magazine profile, and he reported on a conversation he had with you, and he said that you said to him, the trouble with you, Lindsey, is you want to invade everywhere except the places I want to invade.
Well,
so my question is, where does he want to invade? But more importantly, where do you want to invade?
I want to invade, if I have to, economically. We've created a much stronger country economically than when I took it over. When I took it over, we were heading south. Our GDP would have been very negative. Regulations didn't allow you to do. You know, yesterday, as you probably saw, I was in Louisiana opening up a $10 billion LNG plant that would have never been approved under another type of administration. Never. And now you have 10,000 people working there, $10 billion they invested. We have tremendous power economically. If I can solve things economically, that's the way I want it.
So you can reassure people you're not looking for some kind of conflict in Iran. And
well, I'm the one that...
Here comes the Donald Trump from the campaign trail that got Mike Madison to vote for him.
Talks about these wars that are 19 years and people are just there. And don't kid yourself, you do have a military-industrial complex. They do.
What? Oh, excuse me, what? Oh, come on now. It's all about our safety. It's just a bunch of people in Washington, D.C., and politicians that are supported by them financially that love us and want to protect the United States. I'm going to play it again. Here's the
people
Donald Trump I voted
there.
For.
And don't kid yourself, you do have a military-industrial complex. They do like war. You know, in Syria with the caliphate. So I wipe out 100% of the caliphate. That doesn't mean you're not going to have these crazy people going around blowing up stores and blowing up things. These are seriously ill people. I don't want to say, oh, they're wiped out, you know, ISIS. But I wiped out 100% of the caliphate. I say, I want to bring our troops back home. The place went crazy. They want to keep, you have people here in Washington. They never want to leave. I say, you know what I'll do? I'll leave a couple of hundred soldiers behind.
Now, that kind of bugged me. He's got me right there. Yes, he's calling out the military-industrial complex. He's talking about the fact that this disgusting war machine that has invaded Washington, D.C., and I got to say it, by and large, it has sucked in Republicans and so-called conservatives to believing that us stomping around the world and crushing all of our rivals is somehow in our interest, and it's quite obviously not. He's got me with him. He's calling it out. And then he says a couple hundred troops in Syria. The truth is they're leaving 2,000 troops in Syria, and the Pentagon has announced that they are planning to continue to control at least a third of that country, a third of the country that has oil resources and arable land. That's almost a quote from what they said. It's not just a couple of hundred guys in there, and that's what just, gosh, I just wish you wouldn't say that. I wish you would say, yeah, they kind of put me in a corner and I had to leave 2,000 people there, but I'm trying to get them out. I'm sick of these wars. He's so close to doing that, but he's got these people in his ear.
Behind, but if it was up to them, they'd bring thousands of soldiers in. Someday people will explain it.
Well, this
is an
example.
You do have a group, and they call it the military-industrial complex. They never want to leave. They always want to fight. No, I don't want to fight. But you do have situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just can't let that happen.
So that's an example, I think, of what people liked in 2016, where you didn't come over as a traditional Republican.
No, but I haven't changed.
And that...
Well, take a look.
That's what we talk about on our show, the popular... I just want to go through a couple of...
I gave the generals, I said, go ahead, you got 1 year, see what you can do in Afghanistan. So they fight and fight and fight. But, you know, we've taken it way down in Afghanistan. I don't know if you've seen that, Steve. We've taken it way down. Now, it's a rough place. It's a bad place. A lot of bad things happen. The World Trade Center bombers were sort of... That's like the Harvard University of terrorism, okay?
Funded by Saudi Arabia. We need to... If we're going to call Afghanistan the Harvard University of terrorism, we should at least name the benefactors who are giving the grants and scholarships to the terrorists who attend that university.
If you want to be a terrorist, you go over there, okay? But no, I have not changed.
Do you not think Donald Trump has changed? I don't think he has changed personally, but I do believe he has allowed some snakes into his administration. Anyway, see, that's, to me, that's normal. I can listen to a clip of Donald Trump and say, man, he crushes it there. He knocks it out of the park. Boy, is he right. And then other parts where I say, that's totally wrong. It's not right. And it's strictly by the fact that, you know, like this show or hate this show. I guess not many people out there just hate this show. You would have tuned me out a long time ago. I'm not in love with Donald Trump. I'm not in love with anybody. I think Thomas Massie is fantastic out of Kentucky. He's a libertarian-leaning Republican who has just got a fantastic voting record for small, limited government. While the rest of the Republicans give it lip service, he actually does it. But let me tell you, if Thomas Massie says something today or tomorrow that I think is wrong or a bad policy, or he changes his stance on something I think is important, I'll criticize him. I'm not in love with him. As I said, I treat politicians here like employees, not like deities. Now, here's the good news. There was there's a headline right now on Drudge. It says, bye-bye Bolton. And it sounds like there is a possibility that there is a falling out between Donald Trump and John Bolton. After the failed transition in Venezuela, the Washington Post's Anna Guerin, Josh Dowsey, John Hudson, and Sing-Min Kim reported, quote, the president's dissatisfaction is crystallized around National Security Advisor John Bolton, and what Trump has groused is an interventionist stance at odds with his view that the United States should stay out of foreign quagmires. There's the Trump I voted for, so there's some good news. He's on his last legs, but when I come back, I just got to show you. I mean, see, this is how on guard Trump's got to be. You know, I'm sure it's like fighting a raging river. It's like trying to cross a river in a huge current. Man, sometimes it just takes you, knocks you off your feet, drags you down a little bit, but you've got to find your footing and keep going. And he is in this torrent of warmongers, and I'm going to show you one of them in just a second. And you might be surprised who it is, or you might be mad at me for who it is. But they gave a speech, a commencement speech, and just some disgusting language in there. I've been suspicious of this guy, too. I think history will bear out. I was right on the Patriot Act. I was right on Christopher Wray at the FBI. And I'm right on John Bolton. I'm right on Mike Pompeo. And I think I'm going to be right on this next guy, too. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
This is a slightly different False Flag Friday segment than I normally do. Normally, I point to historical events to try to educate people as to exactly how governments, not just the U.S. government, but we're especially guilty of it, as governments throughout history and around the world have used false flag attacks to draw a nation into war. And trust me, it is not not beyond belief that the current foreign policy establishment would do just that, because I'm so encouraged. It feels to me it's too early to tell, and a false flag may upend this whole thing, but it feels like Donald Trump is starting to find his footing again in foreign policy stuff and stop the rush to wars, the stuff that he campaigned on. But he's surrounded by snakes, and that's why people need to be educated in false flags, because an event will happen. See, they don't give up. John Bolton, his national security advisor, has wanted to topple the Iranian government for decades. You think when he's this close, he's just going to go, oh, gosh, golly gee, willikers. Guess it's not going to happen. No. These people never stop. There's warmongers surrounding Donald Trump. Sounds like maybe Bolton's on his way out. Ooh, nothing would get me on the Trump train faster than that. But he's got other problems and snakes around him. I've been suspicious of this guy. Not a fan. I know a lot of you are, but I am not. Now, with Trump saying he doesn't want war, with Trump saying in that interview I just played that he calls out the military-industrial complex by name and says these people constantly want war. So I listen to him and I think, ah, maybe he is going to deliver for us. He's going to fire these war hawks and he's going to bring us back. But other people in his administration have got different ideas. And here's one of the snakes, I believe, that's in his administration.
In the last 2 years, we've taken decisive action to rebuild our military and restore the arsenal of democracy. This president has actually signed into law the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. And as you accept the mantle of leadership, I promise you, your commander-in-chief will always have your back. President Donald Trump is the best friend the men and women of our armed forces will ever have. It is.
God, his speech style just drives me crazy. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard it. But every single speech he gives, he gets to the point when he goes for the applause line and it comes out just like this. I'm telling you, Mike Pence is a cyborg. Our first partially artificial intelligence vice president of the United States. History will judge me correct on this one.
It's a virtual certainty that you will fight on a battlefield for America at some point in your life.
There you go. Virtual certainty that you will fight on a battlefield. Now, the Founding Fathers said peace with all nations, peace and commerce with all nations, entangling alliances with none. They warned us about the endless war state. But Mike Pence says, don't worry, we're going to give you a chance to go to war.
You will lead soldiers in combat. It will happen.
It will happen. See, that's the mindset of these warmongers that surround Donald Trump. It will happen. Trust us, we'll keep this nation at war.
Some of you will join the fight against radical Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq.
After 18 years, he's speaking to the graduates of West Point. After 18 years, he is telling a graduating class, some of these kids were like 3 years old. 3 years old when we went into Afghanistan. And he is telling them, don't worry. Don't worry. There's still opportunities for you going into the future. We'll send you over there. It's not going anywhere. After 18 years, he's guaranteeing them a piece of the action in the future. Next year, in 5 years, 10 years, because they have no intention of ever winding these things down.
Some of you will join the fight on the Korean Peninsula and in the Indo-Pacific, where North Korea continues to threaten the peace and an increasingly militarized China challenges our presence in the region. Some of you will join the fight in Europe, where an aggressive Russia seeks to redraw international boundaries by force.
And here it comes.
And some of you may even be called upon to serve in this hemisphere.
Yeah, he's still trying to get his little Venezuela coup off the ground. Some of you may even get to fight in this hemisphere. Isn't that great? Your vice president, that warmongering establishment snake, is telling you, we got plenty of wars for you. You can pick a war. Pick a war. We got a place to throw your body. Now, what was interesting is I ran across a Breitbart story when it comes to Mike Pence. Vice President Mike Pence reached out to Venezuela President You got to love Breitbart or any news organization that refers to this guy as the president of Venezuela. He was elected to essentially a representative seat by 90,000 Venezuelans. And we just said, he's the president. I'm telling you, I'll say it again. It's like China just saying, you know what, Nancy Pelosi's, we don't like this tariff war that's going on with the United States right now that Trump's leading. So we've just made the decision. Nancy Pelosi is president of the United States. Come on. And then they get some other countries that are beholden to China. There's a bunch of them, some African countries. They're big buddies with Russia now, Iran, Venezuela. And they all just say, yep, Nancy Pelosi is the president of the United States. And then China starts sending money and covert operations people and their secret service over to the United States to spread violence in the streets to overthrow the Trump administration and install Nancy Pelosi. That's what's going on in Venezuela right now, led by Mike Pence. Can you even imagine? Vice President Mike Pence reached out to Venezuelan President Juan Guaido. This is Breitbart, just calling him the president, too. You know, you got to be on the team, Mike. You got to go with the talking points of this administration because we love them. Venezuelan President Juan Guaido on Wednesday to reiterate the Trump administration's commitment to supporting the cause of freedom from Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime. Quote, spoke with courageous interim President Juan Guaido of Venezuela by phone today, Pence announced on Twitter. Quote, told him America will continue to stand with Venezuela until freedom is restored. The people of Venezuela are suffering under dictatorship and oppression. Nicolas Maduro must go. Hashtag Venezuela Libre. Now, what was the most interesting thing about that to me is that that's Breitbart. That is a conservative website. A lot of neocon establishment warmongers have been attracted to Breitbart over the years. Breitbart is dead on some things. They get some good things. They got some good people reporting there, but they always toe that government war on terror line. And so they do this piece on Mike Pence, and I did what I always do. I scrolled down to the comment section. As I read it this morning, I don't know how long the story had been up. I don't think there was one single comment from supposedly a conservative audience that was supportive of this idea that Mike Pence says we're still going to get it on in Venezuela. We're going to topple that government. Troops if we need to. Every one of these comments from conservatives on this was, can we not leave that country alone? Let them sort out their own problems. Don't we see what happened when we've done this in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and tried to do it in Syria? And I was incredibly, as I say, so today's False Flag Friday is there's a glimmer of hope out there, but do not ever count out these deep state neocon warmongers. They will create an event for Venezuela that causes more action. They will create an event that causes us to take action with Iran if they want to do it, regardless of what Trump says, unless he gets them out of there now. And that doesn't even really stop the false flag. John Bolton's been a snake behind the scenes for decades, in and out of government power. He still is part of the planning and the think tank operations that lead to these endless wars. But it would be much better if he did not have the pulpit of actually being national security advisor. So hopefully Donald Trump is on the cusp of getting rid of him. These things are not going well. They do not serve the American people. They cost us trillions of dollars that we have just laid on our grandchildren's head because, you know, we're great American patriots, right? All of us in the greatest generation, the baby boomer generation and my generation, Generation X, we're such great patriots that we are dumping tens of trillions of dollars onto our children and grandchildren's head because, you know, because we love our country, right? I mean, the irresponsibility is crazy, but this is one area where Donald Trump needs his supporters' support on this. Turn your back on the warmongers who come on Fox News and tell you that we must counter the Iran threat, that we must topple the socialist regime in Venezuela, that tells you we always have to intervene everywhere because we know best for the rest of the world. Turn your back on them and tell Donald Trump, we're with you for peace around the world. If people got to duke it out in their neighborhoods halfway around the world in the sand, you know, that's a shame, but that's the way things go sometimes. But our involvement has been catastrophic, and it is bankrupting us with this empire. And Donald Trump, if he got that support from his base, the problem is that the Trump base is with anything he does. And the deep state warmongers know that. So they know if they push him to war, his base will still support him. if they knew that they couldn't get away with it, because they would be out on their ear along with Donald Trump if they start another war. And to be honest with you, I suspect that that would be the case. If Donald Trump does, his administration starts any real activity that requires a lot of troops with Iran, he's done for in 2020. But if they knew that they just didn't have Trump's base's support for another war, they wouldn't be able to get away with it. And that's why I think it's important for Trump supporters, Republicans, conservatives, to finally catch on to this deep state game of endless war and empire building. It does not serve you. They're getting wealthy off of it, but it's not for you. When I get back, we'll start looking at the lunatic left. I'll do a little bit of red meat for the masses out here. The left has just lost their mind. I spent a lot of time trying to debunk propaganda on both sides, but I hit conservative propaganda, so-called conservative propaganda, pretty hard because that's the audience that listens to me. And we can change that. We can stop electing these politicians who give us propaganda on things like war, things like economic issues and things that are just lies to us. So I try to debunk those so that we can take back control of what should be a conservative movement for limited government and freedom. But the left, meanwhile, and every other show covers this stuff constantly, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but the left, some of the stories are funny. I mean, some of it's just so absurd that it's funny. So we try to end every Friday show with that, and I'll do it when I come back.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
About to take a turn here. We'll take a look at some of the things, the look back at the week of the lunatic left. I will say, though, that Mike Pence clip's kind of stuck in my craw. You just heard it where he said, you will fight in Indochina or North Korean Peninsula. You will fight in Europe countering the aggressive Russia threat. You will fight in the Middle East, in Iraq or Afghanistan, or you may even fight in our hemisphere. And he says, it will happen. And he's talking to a graduating class from West Point that are there to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. And you would think, you know, this is a fighting force that makes all of us sleep good at night knowing that nobody can lay a hand on us. Nobody's going to be invading. Between the Second Amendment and our military, nobody's invading the United States and thinking they're getting anywhere. But that's not what these warmongers want. They're telling these kids, oh, you'll fight a war somewhere around the globe. We're going to find somewhere to send you. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. You think Iran's a threat to the Constitution and our way of life in the United States? North Korea? Venezuela? No. This is meddling, pure and simple. It's a building an empire for the profit and the power of a very, very few. And Mike Pence's speech there shows it. It's just truly disgusting to me. All right. I'll get off Mike Pence so people won't stop hating me and get into some of the stuff. This clip I ran across, it has nothing to do with right and left, but I just thought it was funny and a little bit of a commentary on where our society is. This was a weatherman in one of the he's in Ohio. With all these storms, we've seen all these headlines about these tornadoes that are really, I mean, they've been pretty rough last couple of weeks. Lots of them, lots of damage, lots of loss of property, very, very serious storms. This weatherman, he kind of says it all about the American people. I'm going to have to buffer through an ad here. That's my bad. I should have known that none of these sites will allow me to just play a video without it. I watch very, very little TV, so a lot of the stuff I don't know what they're talking about. But this, again, like I say, this is a commentary on America.
It's between you and the tornado. That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous. New tornado warning here. Oh, that's the same one we had. That's headed towards central and southern.
And what did they preempt? I believe it was The Bachelorette. You know, I'll agree. Look, the news, you know, sporting events gets interrupted by something when it's, you know, something that's, it's just, I just love the fact he cracked on that. He's out there reporting the stuff. They're very, very dangerous storms. They're coming at everybody, and you got a bunch of people whining on social media. Get back to The Bachelorette. Is she going to even get a rose? We won't even know. Oh, my gosh. That says a lot about our country. During her live stream last night, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez may have exposed her true self. If recent liberal attacks on the innocent are to be applied, as she unleashed something so awful, so disgusting, so fascist and racist that it likely left many of her viewers triggered and in need of a safe space. For the safety of young, impressionable non-liberals, the picture that they posted to the site has blurred the image to protect the innocent from being drawn into her apparently spiteful ways. As Ashley St. Clair asked, clearly a worried Twitter member, quote, why did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez flash a white power symbol on her live stream last night? That's right. Ocasio-Cortez did the OK sign on her live stream. This virulent stream of racism and anti-Semitism, this white power has invaded every nook and cranny of the political spectrum, and now Ocasio-Cortez has been found out to be a white supremacist. She flashed the OK sign. Do you realize that the left will destroy your life if somehow you make an OK sign somewhere, somehow in a video or a picture? And apparently Ocasio-Cortez has been found to be one of these people. Let's see what else I've got here. Some of these are just, you know, there is a lot of it is hypocrisy. When I come back, I've got a clip Tucker Carlson that's absurdity. So it's either hypocrisy or absurdity or just downright nutso behavior. A new plan from Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat from California, to eliminate the gender pay gap would fine companies if they are unable to prove they're paying men and women equally, something Harris isn't currently achieving in either her official office or on her campaign, the Washington Free Beacon analysis found. The policy proposal that she's got from Harris mandates large companies to obtain an equal pay certification by showing they are paying men and women equally. Companies would be fined 1% of their daily profits for every 1% of gender pay gap that exists unless they could prove the gap could be explained by other factors such as experience or performance. Analysis found, though, men were paid higher median salary than women both in Harris's Senate office and on her campaign. In her Senate office's most recent six-month disclosure covering the period from April 1st, 2018 through September 31st, 2018, the median male salary disbursement was $34,999, and the median female salary disbursement was $32,999, leaving women with just 94 cents of every dollar paid to men. The gender pay gap for the previous six-month period, during which the median male salary was $27,167, the median female salary was $25,749, was nearly identical, 6%. And it just goes on and on. Now, look, on this pay gap stuff, to all you leftists out there who are fighting the good fight to get women equal pay to men, I'm going to ask you a question. If women are making, what's the statistic they throw around, 74 cents on the dollar, 76 cents on the dollar of every man and all this stuff, can you explain to me why any men are employed right now at all? I've owned businesses. If I had an opportunity to hire one person that was 25% cheaper than the next person, I would only hire the cheaper person. Because what the left is saying is that these men and women produce identical results. They perform identical duties, yet women are paid only 75 cents on the dollar. Well, if that was the case, then I got to tell you, a lot of companies are going to be looking for a lot of women because they'll save 25% of their labor costs. That's the how easily absurd this is. Businesses would hire only women. It'd be the greatest boon for women ever. Men would never get a job if they were a third more expensive than women. Dummies. And it's another one of these statistics, whether it's climate change or pay gap or any of these statistics that they put out there that are just without any rational thought, without any possibility of being true, just because we do still live in free market when it comes to some things, and hiring is one of those things. You put an ad or you let people know you're hiring people, and then you filter people through your office and you pick out the one that you want. At least we're still able to do that to some degree now. Now, sometimes I know you gotta diverse it up a little bit. You realize you might have reached your quota of white males, and so you can't hire any more white males. You need to quietly discriminate against them to fill up, you know, just so that you look diverse enough to keep the social justice warriors off your back. But theoretically, most businesses interview people, and then they hire somebody from it. I can guarantee you, as a former business owner, if I could have found somebody who was 25% cheaper for me to hire, I would have hired that person. The gender pay gap's ridiculous, but even Kamala Harris can't get her office to operate by what she's trying to enforce on every business. Unless they can prove, a business would be fine, unless they could prove that there's other reasons why men and women make something different. I tell you what, the left is radical, they are dangerous, and they are stupid. So I understand why people vote Republican. It's just, God, I just wish the Republicans were better. Got a good Tucker Carlson clip on the other side of this thing. This is when it starts getting, I guess my second segment today is just going to be the absolute absurdity of the left. It's mind-boggling stuff. Because, you know, and again, I know some liberals, and I really like them. It's just, when do they put their line in the sand and say, okay, this is not part of our movement. This, some things just go too far. I understand. You love people. You want to help people. I'll just disagree with you. You think the government solves all our problems. I'll tell you the government just makes problems worse. We can have that debate. But to you good liberals out there, you need to start policing your own. Y'all have just gone off a cliff. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
His final segment on this Friday show. Last week was Memorial Day weekend. Last weekend was, and you did a fair share of cooking then. So take a break this weekend. I want to remind you, it is Friday, and Friday for me always leads me to thoughts of pizza. You need to check out Your Pie if you want the best pizza around. You want to get a 10-inch brick oven fired pizza made the way you want it, not the way your child wants it. They are such dictators when it comes to pizza toppings. Oh, I used to hate that when I had my kids. They always got to pick what they wanted. Anyway, everybody gets their own. They also got out at Your Pie in Gluckstadt. They're at 340 Calhoun Station Parkway. Out there by Germantown High School, you can get pizza your way. They've got paninis. They've got salads. They've got gelato. They've got craft beers. It's a fantastic place to eat. You want to catch a some golf or baseball. They got televisions in there, and they got a great deck out there. We got low humidity this weekend, which is a nice thing. It'd be a nice evening to go out there and sit outside. If you don't want to make the trip, but you still don't want to cook because you did that all last weekend, they are also on the Waiter app. So you can download the Waiter app and look for your pie, and they'll be happy to bring it to your home. You got food allergies too. That's the other thing. If you want to be vegan, you want to be gluten-free, you want to be vegetarian, whatever you want to be, your pie will also cater to that, so you do not have to forego some of the best food in town just because you've got dietary restrictions. That's Your Pie again, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway, if you want to go out and see them or check them out on the Waiter app. As a libertarian, and really as a human being, I have a great deal of compassion for people of all walks of life. I'm not a bigot. I try not to judge people. We all have our own journeys, but I also know, you know, with the story we're about to cover, I know what people are doing to their children through the food. You feed your child tons of soy and other chemicals, and then when their gender gets screwed up later in life, you're like, oh my gosh, I guess that's who they were born to be. Well, maybe they were, and maybe it's the garbage. We've got these things in food, these endocrine disruptors that actually affect hormones of newborn babies, and then we're surprised that they don't end up being in their traditional gender roles. I will tell you, if you want to assure that your child, whether they're born biologically gay, I don't know, but if you just want to give them a fighting chance to just live the life that they're supposed to live, then you might consider taking some of this garbage out of your food. Look that up for yourself. You think I'm being crazy. You go look up endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors. Atrazine. Check out atrazine. You're getting a healthy dose of atrazine all the time. But it's happening again. And our look back at the incredibly just lunacy on the left, NCAA track star CeCe Telfer is racking up record after record for Franklin Pierce University in women's college track. But the feat seems a little bit less impressive upon learning that only last year Telfer was competing as a man named Craig. And was a solid athlete in the men's division as well. Franklin Pierce was beside itself with joy that Telfer was headed for the NCAA championships. Quotes, Telfer is qualified in a pair of events as she will compete in the 200-meter dash and the 60-meter hurdles. The Franklin Pierce Athletic Department said on its website, the announcement added that Telfer apparently has, quote, the fastest time of the year in the 200-meter dash is 24.0 seconds, which was set at the Northeast 10 Conference Championships earlier this month. She's ranked third in the country in hurdles and seventh in the 200-meter dash, the university crowed. That was not all for Telfer's record count. The 21-year-old cleaned up last Sunday at Smith College, taking home three Northeast 10 conference titles and scoring 31.5 of the school's 49.5 points. Franklin Pierce University finished sixth, which was the highest NE10 championships finished in the program's history. And all they had to do was get a dude in there. This is so sad. And where are the feminists? Where are the feminists for all these young women who have been practicing day after day in the heat and the cold and watching their diet and exercising and all that stuff to get to these championships only to be put out by a dude? Now, whatever CeCe's journey through life is, God love them, support them. I have no business in their choices. It's a difficult thing. So they deserve some level of compassion. But this is insane. And you know, sometimes you make life choices, you have to sacrifice other things. And competing in sports may be the thing that you just have to sacrifice if you want to be who you think you are. But it gets even worse than that. This is a Tucker Carlson clip. You want to just talk about mass insanity on the left. Listen to this.
Well, in the middle of an abortion rally today, Laura McQuaid, who runs Planned Parenthood, made a remarkable claim. Restrictions on abortion, she said, are, quote, not just an attack on women, but an attack on anyone who can or might get pregnant, including transgender men and gender nonconforming people.
Oh, my God.
Got that? Laura McQuaid, who runs Planned Parenthood, says that men can get pregnant. Huh. How does that work? NBC, a former news organization, ran a piece over the week.
what a great passive aggressive line. Go Tucker. I got to tell you, Tucker's one of the bright spots on Fox News. Listen how he describes NBC, a former news gathering network.
NBC, a former news organization, ran a piece over the weekend making exactly the same claim. Claim a man delivered a baby. Keep in mind that no man in human history has ever done that. Seems like a big story. It seems like all of a sudden it's happening everywhere. Men delivering babies. What has happened? Has biology been reordered? No. In fact, it's still true, it will always be true, that only women can bear children. What has changed is that the left has decided to impose its fantasy life on the rest of the country. To do that, it must get the rest of us to lie about science. Amazingly, most of our leaders appear happy to do that, to go along with it. We're not going to go along with that, not because we begrudge other people their fantasies, but because reality is worth defending.
There is no reality. I think it was yesterday I spent a good deal of time on this show talking about the fact we just live in a post-truth world. You just say things now. You just say things and they're true. And so many of these things that the left puts out, they just say them even though they're patently false. And if you don't believe they're true, it's somehow a moral failing of you. You're a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a sexist, or whatever. It's just, I mean, I choose ridicule. I choose ridicule because the hate takes too much energy. That's all the time I got. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.